Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, man? What's
up? All right, well, good luck trying to follow my sports from yesterday because I effing crushed it.
Did you crush it? I wasn't here to hear it, so I'm sure it was.
Good thing you did because you would have just ruined your shorts, man.
What'd you talk about? Aaron Rodgers for 10 minutes?
Sploosh.
It's the only sports you know.
Yeah, and it was amazing. Rock hard the whole time. Anyway, let's get to sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you listen to Brock's amazing sports, and then you have to listen to Hunter's crap sports, at least you have something good to drink while you're doing it.
Breaking news in the sports world. Aaron Rodgers, dead.
Oh, dead. How dare you? You're going to feel real bad if something happens to him. You're going to feel real bad.
I will. Knock on wood. I don't mind Aaron. Dude, he's a great quarterback.
Great quarterback.
He really is a great quarterback.
Great quarterback. Yeah.
I'll give that to you. Yeah. The boy can sling the ball, man.
Handsome fella, too. Real handsome.
I mean, the long hair. I don't know.
You would bang Aaron
Rodgers. Dude, he came up and said Donnie Darko a little bit.
You would bang Aaron Rodgers. If he came up and said, hey, let's do it, you'd be like, all right, I'll do it. It's Aaron Rodgers. Then you got a story for everyone. Say, hey, I had sex with Aaron Rodgers.
That long hair.
You got it. You got it. Got it done.
No, I'm not you. That's you.
Let him crank down on you for what you
All right, let's talk about sports. For God's sakes.
Man.
Major League Baseball, not having sex with Aaron Rodgers. Major League Baseball last night. The White Sox beat the Tigers. Dude, 13-0.
Dude, there was a game like that yesterday.
13-0. But it doesn't end there. 13-0. And then the Padres beat the Cubs 19-5. What, dude, is it three-pointers now in baseball? Where are these scores coming from?
I don't know.
Is it because it's getting hotter out and the balls are flying further or something?
Yeah, they're squishier, so you can really rip them. That's
wham!
What
wham! The bat's bigger. Honestly, though, hey, I'm not complaining. If it's 19-5 like every game, dude, that's more action. That's more people swinging and wham.
We've always said the best thing you could do is just allow
just home a home run derby. Just
pretty
give
much
me
what
that.
It is. Yeah, pretty much what it is. Yeah,
dude, when it's 13-0 and 19-5, that's basically what it is, though, right?
Yeah, you go to get a beer and you come back and they have 9 runs scored. You're like, what the hell happened?
Dude, no. What? This is supposed to be baseball.
Jeez,
I'm supposed to be able to go get a beer and nothing happening. Anyway, today it's San Diego getting in Chicago. Playing the Cubs, 220. Texas over in Detroit, 710. You can catch that on WSJM. NHL, last night, the Avalanche beating the Lightning, 19. No, I'm kidding.
300-2. Is that hockey?
Unbelievable.
Is that hockey?
No, hockey. Yeah, Avalanche beating the Lightning, 4-1. Overtime. Colorado leads the series, 1-0. This is Stanley Cup playoff, or finals. Sorry, finals.
Yeah, big stuff.
Big deal. Dude, every time I turn hockey on, I'm like, yeah, I watch this for a second. I end up watching it for a while.
Yeah.
I still don't like.
Oh, I don't know.
Here's the thing. It's like I always, when I watch sports that I don't watch a lot, I like put myself in their shoes. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to be that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, and still in hockey, I'm like, I still don't know what I would be doing. Do I skate forward here? Who do I pass it to?
Yeah. And when you got like offsides too, where like you can't have a guy.
I get the flow of basketball. Like, I get that, you know, like, but the hockey is just, I wouldn't know where to go.
No.
Hunter, over there, what are you doing?
And then you got some big, you know, Canadian guy who's just jacked up on maple syrup and what beer, Canadian beer, and he's just.
Bacon.
And bacon, the round bacon, you know, bacon.
Yeah.
And he is just ready to slam you in. His goal is to try and break that glass behind the plexiglass around.
Dude.
It just sounds awful. It sounds awful.
Dude, the thing with the with hockey is you're looking one way and you're still going this way.
Yeah.
Because you're on skates. You know, you're looking at the puck. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Wham! Yeah. Dude, somebody out of nowhere. And next thing you know, you're looking at the ceiling, dude. Yeah.
The only good thing is you're already on ice, so the swelling at least will stay down a little bit after your brain gets rocked. And here's, you know what? Add into it, too. Every single person in that stadium that is a fan of the opposing team you're playing for is just cheering their ass off.
They love it. You did a triple backflip in there. It's just they're
clapping. I hope B's dead. I hope B's dead. It's like, God, guys, I'm a human being.
He's dead. He's bleeding, man, from his ear.
Yeah.
You chill out. Have you ever fell on ice?
Oh, it's awful.
Dude, it is harder than that is the hardest material.
You know what's even worse? Getting rocked by a giant Canadian first and then falling on that ice.
Wow, what a sport. Man.
Especially when he uses the stick and kind of gets it into you, too. Gets it underneath your ribs. Gets you lifted up a little bit.
Oh, dude, yeah, he could come off the ground a little bit.
Hockey is crazy. And it's just
dude, it really is.
It's just nuts. It's just nuts.
No wonder they wear all the pads. And even with all the pads, it's still just got to... No. You got to be going. They don't have any teeth.
Yeah.
Just imagine, like, that's a sport that, like, yeah, you're going to miss it. You're going to have some missing teeth.
Yeah. Honestly, I would just take my teeth out just to avoid. I could just go to the dentist before I start.
Give me some choppers. Take all these guys out. I'll just put them in and out between games.
Just put some soft, like, foam teeth in there. That'll just bounce the puck out. Can you do that?
It's already like a mouth guard, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good idea, actually.
Right? See? I'm onto something right there. Anyway.
Is he wearing a mouth guard? Yeah, it's just, they just look
like he's got foam teeth. It's great.
Anyway, hockey, badass, dude. Wow.
Wham!
Wham! NBA, dude, huge game. This is huge. We need to get to this. NBA tonight. The Warriors going to be in Boston playing the Celtics, 9 o'clock. Golden State leads the series 3-2. This is game 6. It could end tonight.
It's not going to end. It's not going to end. Tonight. Nope. No, it's rigged. It's rigged, and the Celtics are going to
win. Dude, I would be surprised if Golden State even shows up. Like, it's just some other team. They're like, all right, just, you know, go take care of it because we want to come. Because the next game, no matter what, is back in Golden State.
Yep. Should we call it
And they
it
lead
right
the
now?
Series 3-2. Dude, 100% they're going to lose tonight.
Yep.
You want to bet?
I'm betting with you because the more I watch this, and after having Bill Burr, listening to Bill Burr's rant about the NBA being fixed, possibly, you know, who knows, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and now seeing where it's at, oh, for sure.
There's no way that Golden State, isn't that crazy? Why are we even talking about it? Like, it shouldn't be a thing.
Because it's too
easy. But it's going to happen.
And it makes, you know what? It makes too much sense, Hunter. Again, anyone who's listened to the show, you've heard us lay out our points. Think about this, okay? You have a chance, all right? You're playing great basketball. You're playing great basketball, okay? And you have a chance now to play game 7 at your home stadium.
At your home.
All right? Think about the ticket sales. Think about the merchandise.
Hey,
think
real
about
quick,
the beers.
Just Google it again real quick. How much does they make each game of the NBA Finals?
Well, see, now, that all I could find was what they get paid from the NBA.
Oh, okay,
I couldn't
find.
But, dude, just think about ticket costs.
We're talking millions and millions and millions.
Advertising dollars. Hell, think about the advertising dollars from local TV that you're doing, right? Golly.
Right. So can we all agree, everybody listening, everybody say the Golden State is going to lose tonight.
Yep.
There's no way they're going to win. So if they do, what?
I don't know.
There's no way. So anyway.
It's all right. If they do, I still think it's rigged, but it's all right. We'll just admit.
There's no way they're going to lose tonight, Brock.
The Celtics are winning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're winning.
This is the game. If you want to bet hundreds of dollars on a game,
actually,
I don't even know if you can do that because Vegas even knows. They're like, Boston's going to win tonight.
Yeah, it's really low. Actually, I may get on that Caesar app and throw $100 down. Might as well.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, Celtics win tonight. There you go. That's your 6 a.m. sports.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:21, Brock Hunter. And Tom Cruise.
Oops. He pissed off at Brock.
Why?
Because you haven't seen his movie.
He's not mad at me. It's fine.
He's going to be mad if he
finds knows. He knows I'm a busy guy. He knows I'm a busy guy. All right? I got things to do.
It's just going to be like the Uncle Buck thing. I'm going to be on you until you go see it. It's kind of a bad way to say it.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's kind of a weird way to put it.
I want to be on you. What? I mean, your boobs are huge. Yeah, I'll go see it, buddy. I'll go see it. Just call me.
Come on!
What, are you being paid by Tom Cruise or something?
No, I just know how good it is, and it pisses me off that, like, you have no, like, motivation to, like, drop everything that you're doing and to go see it.
Top Gun, the original one, is, like, top five favorite movies of mine. So,
well,
don't you...
Hey, he's about to... He's about the F-18 right by it because, dude, I'm telling you, it is times what the original... So, you know what it is? It's Terminator 1 compared to Terminator 2. Think about that. Terminator 1 kind of sucks because Terminator 2 came out.
Yeah.
That's what this is. That's what this Top Gun is doing to the original. That original Top Gun's awesome. But this one, woo, scare.
I'm going to need you to calm down just a little bit.
Shut up. I'm really excited about it, you know? It's a good movie.
Apparently, you're getting kickbacks from Tom Cruise to talk about it, so it's good. It's good. I'm going to go see it. Just relax, all right? You know, why don't you just worry about sports, huh? How about you just do that, buddy boy?
I'm talking about Top Gun all the time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges, your coolers with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products like Bud Next, Neutral. They got new things coming out all the time. So stay stocked up with delicious products from Bud Distributing.
What if you could fit a small cooler in an F-18 jet?
I don't think they have cup holders in those things, but maybe.
Probably not.
Maybe.
Actually, I know you can't because they had to make special cameras for the cockpits.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, fun little fact.
You know a lot about that first part of that word.
Damn right. Baseball. Listen to this one, man. This is what I wanted to get to right away. The Asheville Tourists. That's what their name. That's the name of this baseball. It's a minor league baseball team in Asheville, North Carolina. Team recently had an unusual visitor in their home dugout. A black bear.
Jeez.
Yeah. There's a video floating around there featuring a bear strolling around the dugout at McCormick's Field. Once the bear was on the field, it walked around the warning track behind home plate into the visitor's dugout, ran through the ramp behind the visitor's clubhouse. Then Brock showed up with some pots and pans, bing, bang, bong,
Look, that's how you get rid of bears, okay? Bing, bang, bong.
Real quick, Brock, we were camping one time, and we were talking about bears, because I had just seen a bear like an hour before we had this conversation.
Yeah.
And Brock's like, ah, ah. And you were a little buzzed up at this point, too, which is hilarious. All you got to do is a couple pans and pots and pans. Bing, bang, bong, they're gone.
Yeah, and I have it on good authority. That works, okay?
I don't think that's how it works.
There has been no reported bear attack on a grizzly.
A bing, bang, bong.
Grizzly attack.
Get out of here.
It's all about noise, all right? There's never been a reported grizzly attack on a group of two or
bing,
more.
Bang, bong,
it's all about
dead.
Noise. So you just strap some pans on the back while you're hiking through the woods. The bear's staying away. Bing, bang, bong. Bears are gone, all right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm a bear, and it's a bunch of pots and pans.
Yeah. It's noise. It's all about the noise. Have you ever been attacked by a bear while you've had pots around, pots and pans? No, you have not.
I can't say that I have.
Indo facto.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. Suck it. All right. I am right. Bing, bang, bang.
That's all the Asheville tourists had to do then, huh?
Yeah. Have some guy out
there.
What
about like clicking some bats together? Would that work?
Yeah, that might work. I don't know. That might just sound like sticks, though. So it's not.
Decibels aren't high enough.
It's not as aggressive as bing, bang, bong of pots and pans. So
we were laughing so hard that
you
night.
Sam
and I were dying after you went to bed because we were just like, dude, this moron. I hope a bear doesn't come and attack him because he's going to be bing, bang, bonging over there trying to.
Good luck with my pots and pans banging around. It's never going to happen. You guys.
Dude, the best part of that was you're not having any other way. Like, dude, this is how you do it.
That's it. That's all you need.
But there was no budging you. Like, dude, you might want to have a gun on you, maybe.
It's all about noise, all right? Bears aren't going to go sniffing around when pots and pans are clanging around.
This is what we were saying. We're like, dude, Brock's like the first guy to die in a scary movie. He's, he goes out in the woods, bing, bang, brr.
You know what?
What happened to him?
I'm going to actually, the bear will become my servant, all right? I'm going to train that bear. Because he's going to see me and be so scared. He's like, I'll do whatever you say, man. Just don't.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You idiots
thing.
Don't. You're going to get mauled to death. I'm going to be sitting there with my pots and pans. Bing, bang, bong in my way.
Bing, bang, bong. Here bing, you bang, go. Bong. Life lesson from Brock himself. There you go.
Right there.
Well, anyway, they didn't bing, bang, bong the bear. It finally left on its own to a nearby wooded area. And in a fun twist, it just so happens that one of the Asheville tourist mascots is a brown bear named Teddy the Tourist. who was not president at the time, probably a good thing.
Yeah, the mascot almost got violated.
What's that bush moving over there?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me. Oh, my God, I've been attacked by a bear.
Dude, what a terrifying thing, though.
Right
there. You go to warm up and then.
Just a bear there. That's why you take pots and pans with you.
Mascot really looks real nowadays. Yeah.
Don't pet the mascot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there you go. I thought you'd enjoy that story.
Bing, bang, bong.
Bing, bang, bong. Moving on to basketball. Bing, bang, bong. College basketball making a return to an unlikely location. The top of an aircraft carrier.
What?
Is Tom Cruise going to be there in F-18?
Tom Cruise.
By chance?
Tom Cruise.
I'm going. I'm for that game. Gonzaga and Michigan State are in discussions to play a Veterans Day matchup on a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier in San Diego. It'd be the first time that a college basketball game has been staged on an aircraft carrier since November 2012. You know the first thing I thought of when I read this story?
Huh.
And I might be a moron by thinking this, but I don't think I'm a moron.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge, huge ship. Shut up. Why don't you shut up? But is there any sway in the ship?
I mean, there's got to be. Right?
Like, if they're do you have to have a gyro court? You know what I'm saying? Like a court that just stays level, even though the ship's moving. Hey,
but how are you going to do that? I don't think that's...
They have the gyro pool table. You can go play pool on cruise ships.
That's a pool table, not...
Yeah, you're right.
You know, that's...
I mean, they got the technology, obviously. That's the first thing I thought of, though. I mean, that's a cool thing, man. Could you imagine going out at sea and playing basketball? That's awesome.
I'm guessing that... They're not going to be that far out. It'll probably be...
Or are they docked? Is it just docked offshore?
Well, that's what I mean. It's not like it's going to be moving. It'll probably... Yeah, it'll be anchored down. They're not going to be doing 10 knots, just blasting through the water. Know, yeah.
Every time Michigan State has the ball, all the Gonzaga fans run to one side of the ship.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works. Probably not. Probably not. But who knows? Who knows?
It'd be pretty cool. Hey, do you think you can get tickets to that?
Probably.
Because that'd be cool to go on an aircraft carrier.
Where's it at again?
It's in San Diego. It's where the U.S. Navy always flies out of. It's like I think that's where Top Gun takes place.
Yeah.
Like the actual school, like in real life.
Oh, San Diego, something like that? Yeah.
Yeah. Not the movie, the actual, school.
You've mentioned Top Gun like 6 times already this break. I'm just it's
a great movie. Hey, dude, I'm telling you, there's a part in Top Gun.
Tom Cruise scares away a bear with some pots and pans. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Bing, bang, bong. There you go. So, maybe you can go watch it. They're playing a game on top of a aircraft carrier with Tom Cruise and F-18s. It's going to be great.
Love it.
Moving on. Big odd news. Or a big thing happening tonight, actually. The NBA, man. It is the 2022 NBA Finals in full effect, man. Tonight, Golden State going to be in Boston. 9 o'clock. Golden State leads 3-2. And there's no way in hell that they're going to win tonight.
Nope. No, you don't even need to watch it. Celtics are going to win. So that means Golden State can win the championship game 7 on their home court. That's what
I mean, the incentive is on both sides. Dude, tonight, if you're going to gamble, tonight... is the night to gamble. I hope that, don't bet on me, though, because I always lose gambling. But
it's...
The Boston Celtics want to win because they don't want to lose the NBA Finals.
Yep.
And Golden State doesn't want to win because they want to take it home and win there.
Yep.
I mean, it's pretty obvious in my books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Golden State is losing tonight, and I would bet... I honestly think I might. I think I might throw $100 down on this game.
Why not?
Yeah.
It would be a good bet. There's way too much money to be made in game 7 for it to end tonight. Dude, I don't even think the players are even going to show up tonight. Should they just be like, show up, mercy rule. We'll see you at Golden State.
Hold on, I'm looking up Celtics versus Warrior odds, betting trends, expert predictions. God, where is it? Or Celtics favorite to win.
Even Vegas has got to be like, come on.
Well, the Celtics are 3.5-point favorite tonight in the game.
For sure.
Yeah.
But still, I think it's going to be more than that. Golden State's not even going to try tonight.
No.
Just saying.
It's rigged.
We've talked about this a week ago. It's rigged. How you think it's rigged because of the blah, blah.
It makes sense. It makes
right
sense.
Now, yep. Well, the way it's set up, I mean, there's absolutely the odds of Golden State winning tonight are not good.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Anyway, should we throw $100 now?
I think so. Well, you still owe me 10, so why don't I throw 90 and
right.
You throw 10, and then I'll split it 90-10 with you, all right?
All right. That sounds good.
All right. Anything
there
else?
It's your sports, man.
You don't want to mention
basketball tonight.
You want to mention Tom Cruise one more time?
Oh, yeah. Tom Cruise, dude.